What is up, people? It's a brisk 65 degrees in Washington. It's windy and cold and probably gonna rain, as always. What's up, though, man? This is Jake. Here to talk to you about external distractions, I guess would be the best word. They're not distractions, but they're distractions. I think when you have an internal goal, you have something that needs, internally needs to be conquered for you to excel externally. People, friends, family, become, I mean, no one wants to talk about it. It's like you come across as a dick, but they become distractions. You know, you're catering to their needs and wants, sometimes their times, to, I guess, keep them in your life, keep them happy. You know, you have to give them time. They require time. It's the most valuable commodity you have is time. You know, can't get it back. That's it. One stop shop, motherfucker. So, you know, they require a lot of time. I don't know. Like the most successful I've been, like, or, you know, a period where I was obtaining success was when I cut off everyone. You know, I wouldn't text people back. I avoided social media, you know, and you're like, oh, what? But really, it all makes fucking sense, you know, because all my time was directed on one path. It was laser beam, right, rather than spread everywhere. You know, I was able to focus on this one particular task. Yeah, and I was winning a national title. I wanted that shit more than anything in the fucking world. And I was willing to do anything. It's not that big of a deal. It's just a fucking belt. It's not like anything, like Floyd Mayweather or anything like that, or anyone even significant. But it was something that I really wanted. It was, you know, I just had a shoulder surgery. I had my gallbladder taken out. I'd been coming off a series of injuries. And, you know, so for me, it was a big deal. It was like, I don't even know if I'm going to... I had the surgery so I could just keep fighting. That was literally the reason I had it. I could have... But I couldn't fight anymore. I couldn't train, spar, couldn't do anything. And so I got the surgery specifically for this. You know, I just, you know, remember training hard and just asking whoever is out there, God, whatever you want to believe in, just... Let me fight in this. Let me win, lose, whatever. Just this whole, this, keep my shoulder in place. Let me really try this, and that's it. Just all I asked for, and, you know, and I got it. Shit went great, dude. I had the best fucking camp. I was zoned in. I mean, in school, I looked like shit. I looked like a goddamn caveman. Fucking beard. Every hair was fucking, I look like a fucking scrub, I'll tell you that. But dude, I was so fucking focused, like laser beam, like, meow, cut through shit, like, you know, it's probably, I mean, a dick though, you know, I didn't talk to anyone, reply, like, I worked, I was getting married, so you're doing all that planning, a wedding, taking hard ass classes at the college. And training for nationals. Like, I was just running sprints before work, after work, in the morning, you know, 3 mile runs, 5 hour run, mile, 5 mile run, you know, like, you do whatever the fuck, you know, your coach tells you, like, this will get you where you want to be. Okay. You know? I didn't really give a fuck. He could have been like, you play bop it all day, you're going to win the title. I would have played bop it on the toilet. I would have played bop it in the pool. I would have played bop it anywhere. You know, like, you, I don't give a shit. Like, this is what it takes to win. But, man, you know, I cut out everything externally, though. Like, video game, everything, man. Just, and I found success. I had a great GPA. I think I had like a 3.8 or something like that. Won a national title, got married. Like, it was a great year. It was just a great year, period. And The funny thing is everyone was still around. You know, everyone was still around. So I guess I made the time I had with them count, as opposed to having a bunch of time and it just being bullshit. It's just like, oh no, you have a slot. Let's make this, let's do something. We got a slot, let's do something. Rather than, you know, you bullshit a lot. You fucking an hour, 2 hours here, just, you know, doesn't, it's meaningless. So my time was valuable to me. To everyone else, I don't really give a fuck. To me, it's valuable. You're gonna waste my time, you're not gonna get it, because I don't, this is it, this is all I have. If you can't fucking understand that or appreciate it, then go fuck yourself. Like, sorry, you know? And that goes to family and everyone. Like, it comes down to, you know, and you sound like a dick and all this shit, but man, this is it. You got one life. You got one life. You got one opportunity to do this shit. And if you cater to everyone else's needs all the fucking time, you're not going to get anywhere. That's it. You're not going to get anywhere. If you have to go run, you got to be at the track at 8 a.m., right? And you cut your, and you're, I plan on being there till 9 o'clock, 10, and you cut it short because, ah, oh, shit, my sister need, or my mom, my cousin's in town, you know, or I'm on a diet, I can't eat that, but you're gonna eat it anyways because it's a social gathering, and you know, you don't want to be that pariah, you don't want to, you know, everyone be like, oh, this guy's a dick, you can't eat a piece of cake, come on, guy, are you fucking serious? You know. I don't know, is it right? I don't know. Me, I'd be like, fuck you. You don't fucking understand. You make me feel like shit. But, I don't know. Am I the dick? Are they the dicks? I don't know. Someone's being a dick. Dickery is happening. Who's to blame? I don't know. It's interesting though. So do it, man. Try it. Try it. You know, I'm about to get back to it. Put down your phone, put down social, you know, get off social media, really, because anything, I mean, what are you posting all this shit about, you know, like, and I do it too, I'm, you know, I'm victim to it too, and we all are, you know, all, you know, I would say, I guess not, we're not victims, because we do it, some of us, you know, I guess don't really know, like, the consequences, though, but why are you posting all this shit, man, and people in your fucking lives, like, go do something, go accomplish something. You know, I get it, you accomplish something big and you want to be like, hey, look, but really, what are you doing it for? Pats on the back? Like, all that shit should be internal anyways. Like, why do you got to share that shit? I've had tons of accomplishments over the last year that I haven't shared with anyone. They're like, whoa, you're doing that? I'm like, yeah. Why? Because it wasn't on Facebook? You know, like, does everything in my life have to be Facebook official? Like, the fuck out of here, dude. Like, you got all these people that you don't even fucking know in your shit. You know, in your life, like, I don't even fucking know you, but you know, why are you celebrating this with me? You didn't do shit. Like, I don't know. So yeah, I'm doing shit, man. I'm doing a lot of shit, and without people, myself, you know, a few select ones, my wife, you know, and God bless, and all that stuff, you know, they understand. They've been dealing with my stubborn ass for long enough, you know, a couple friends, but everyone else, man, and you know, I kind of ran this experiment, this is really true, my wife was like, I didn't even know, but I like to, like, do shit like this, but I ran an experiment, and you know, I was keeping data for quite a while, but like, how many friends would call, and how long it would take before, or text, you know, and how long it would take before I didn't, you know, I didn't respond. On the 10th text, did they, you know, when did their attitude change? Did they stop texting? Did they continue? Did they pursue? Am I still talking to them? You know, this has been going on for like, I think, 4 months. Am I still talking? 6 months? 6 months? Yeah, 6 months. Am I still talking to them? You know what? Most? No, I'm not. So it's like, were you even, did you play a role in my life? Because out of my frame of sight, like what I can see, I don't even know if anyone listening to this shit exists. I don't fucking know. This is my reality. What I'm sitting in right now. This is my reality. This is it. Like this. So do you exist? Do I exist? I don't even fucking know. So, but so they didn't really play a role in anything. They weren't important. They did. So, and I cut those ties, which drained energy. They took time, and they're not even here anymore. I gave them time. It's, you know, it's like lending money to someone and they you never see them again. It's like, well, cool, motherfucker. You owe me 20, bitch. But, you know, you just let them go. You know, they be good people. You know, I'm the same people. You know, God forbid people love me and want to see me. You know, fucking dick. But no, seriously. Cut everyone, man. You know, like, keep minimal contact. You know, like, do what you got to do and shit like that. Don't be a complete asshole. You know, let them know you're alive and shit. But, like, focus on yourself, man. And you'll be fucking surprised where you end up. You really will. Or just, you know, it doesn't have to be these huge accomplishments. But you'll be like, I'm eating better. I'm happier. I am happier. You know. Internally, like, because I share less, externally. Like, I don't, you know what I mean, boast and, you know, let everyone in my shit. They don't need to be. So, try it. See where you're at. See where you're at. Give it a shot. You know, and you'll see, man. You'll find out how many people are, you know, there in your corner. You know, after a little while. And who's really your friend? Because that term is very overused nowadays. So, I don't know, man. Give it a shot. All right, man. I'm out of here. Y'all be easy. Be assholes. Accomplish shit. Live life. This is it. This is it. One life. Make it worth it, man. Do something with it. Don't waste your time. Do something with it. All right. Y'all be out.